Do you look at the waves or the Lord? Matthew, chapter 14, verses 27 to 32. Let us turn to a book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 27 to 32. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. One of the key secrets of living a healthy life is laughing a lot. I heard that there's none that has better positive impact than having a lot of laughter. I heard that if you laugh for 15 seconds every day, your life will be extended for 2 more additional days. I also heard that if you laugh for 45 seconds a day, the high blood pressure stress will be released. I hope you will laugh a lot and live a pleasant, happy life. Someone lived for 112 years in France. It was the longest life that was ever lived in France. Someone asked this person, "How could you have done that?" This person laughed for a long time and said, "Maybe God forgot to take me to the heaven?" And he began to talk about all the humorous stories. It has been said that as we live our lives, having a relaxing mind and a sense of humor are something that are more important to have rather than getting any kind of medical treatment. If we fix our eyes on God, we will be relaxed, we will be at peace, and we will be more loving towards others. And our perspectives on things change. But we say we love, but if we really turn our perspectives around and think in other angels, we get to realize and feel how self-centered the human beings are and how selfish we are. Our previous next-door neighbor had a pet dog, and that neighbor always used to take the dog around in the arms and kiss the dog at times. That neighbor really loved the dog. But the dog could not bark, and just as if he had a cold, his throat seemed to be hurting. So I asked. The neighbor said, to make the dog not to bark, they had an operation on the dog's throat in order for it to not make the sound. The dog is not able to say anything. But if the dog could say anything, possibly the dog could say, "Oh, how miserable is my destiny, I had met such a horrible owner." If the dog could say whatever he wants to say, how resentful words would he be able to express? The neighbor told me that it was her way of loving her dog. I guess, if it is a dog, then, the dog needs to be able to bark. If we really love the flowers, then we should not pick them up and put them in the flower vase. We need to leave them on the field for them to freely grow and enjoy the goodness of the soil. I think that is the way to love the flowers. If we love the birds, then we should not put the birds in a case, but free them to fly freely in the sky. I think that is the way to love the birds. The fish are not happy in a fish tank. They should be sent to the sea so that they will be happy. We put the standards in all things by our own perspectives, our points of view. But faith is not about that. We need to live according to the way in which God created His creations. Therefore, in whatever we do, we need to put God first, and He needs to be in the center of our lives. I hope you will live your lives with your eyes fixed on God. In 1929, the U.S. had a very difficult time economically. It was a time of economic depression. At that time, President Roosevelt of the U.S. built the highest building in the world. It was mainly to make jobs for the unemployed people. That is the Empire State Building in New York. The height of this building is about 102 stories high, and the reason for this is because the number of the Puritans that came to the U.S. to seek faith on a ship called Mayflower was 102. They wanted to remember those people of faith, and they built the building that is 102 stories high. When building a building, they tried to remember those Puritans' faith. That is right. Whether you run your own business, or whether you study, whether you work in politics, Whether you dream of having a success, we need to remember that God needs to be our focus, our center, our headstone, our direction, our ultimate guide, and we need to know that this is faith. Where do you put your focus of your lives? Focusing the life on God is faith. Then the wisdom of God will be upon you and you will be able to enjoy peace. The words of today show us about a story of the disciples of Jesus. They were on a boat and met big waves in a sea. When they saw a big storm, they were nervous. When they were trembling with fear, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea. Peter said, "Lord, please say to me to walk to you." At that time, the Lord said, "Walk towards me." He fixed his eyes on the Lord, and jumped into the sea. Peter fixed his eyes on the Lord, and began to walk on the surface of the sea. But from somewhere, the wind blew out of a sudden. Whether the wind blew or not, whether the storm was there or not, if the Lord had commanded him to come towards him, he could have just fixed his eyes on the Lord. But he saw the strong wind. At that moment, fear came to him and he fell into the water. Jesus picked him up from water, and did not call him as a person without any faith. He said, "You, a person of little faith, why did you doubt?" And they went on the boat and the wind stopped. Through looking at today's story, I hope you will get to remind yourself of this question. Question yourself, do you look at the wind or the Lord? I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will be able to restore your faith again. First of all, the true peace can be enjoyed only in the Lord. Let us look at verse 27 together. It says, "But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid.'" When the disciples were all trembling with fear, the Lord told them not to be fearful. When the disciples were afraid and scared, the Lord told them not to be afraid. Since when did they become fearful? The fear came to them when they were apart from the Lord. The anxiety came to them when they were apart from the Lord. They were on a boat themselves, met a storm and became anxious. During a time when Jesus was not there, when they met a problem in a place where there was no Jesus, they had no solution. Why did they not ask Jesus to come with them, and why did they get on a boat by themselves? Right at the moment, even though they did not have Jesus with them, they felt fine. They really did not feel any need to have Jesus. Because, just before that time, they ate fully, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Whether Jesus was with them or not, it really did not make any difference to them. Disciples just left to the sea by themselves on a boat. But on the way there, the wind blew out of a sudden. They were not expecting any wind. The boat began to break down. And from then on, the disciples realized that they did not have Jesus with them. This is our reality. When we feel comfortable, and when we do not have any issue to worry about, don't we forget about the Lord and we just get on with our lives? Like disciples, how often do we try to live our lives with our own effort? We make an effort to live with our own strength. Then we encounter storms, we encounter illnesses, failures, and after that, we then seek the Lord and tremble with fear and anxiety. How often are we like that? Mature faith serves better when things are at peace. Faith that is mature prays more when there is no problem, prays more when things are at peace even. They try to strengthen their faith, they serve God even better and they walk with God. A place where the Lord is, that is a safe place, and that is a peaceful time. An artist drew a picture one day and the picture was about a ship in danger. It was in big waves. It had a lot of passengers on board and it was sailing across the Pacific Ocean and the ship was just about to sink into the sea. But the amazing fact was that, even though the ship was sinking into the water, the passengers on board, they all looked happy and full of joy. Wow, the ship is sinking, but how could you possibly be like that? Have happiness and joy at this time? I looked into the picture carefully. A person that held the key and a person that was sailing was actually the Lord. The Lord was the captain of the ship, So even though the ship met storms and the ship got tilted, the people in it had no worries. That is right. In our pathways of our lives, as well, if the Lord becomes the captain of a ship, in any kind of storm, things will be at peace. It is because the Lord is with us. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will also walk with the Lord. Secondly, when we encounter storms, we should only fix our eyes on the Lord. Let us look at verse 30. It says, "But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me!'" What we see is important. Pay attention to the phrase where it says, "when he saw the wind." When we see the wind, we get to sink. When Peter saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink. That fear caused his life to fall down and sink. When he saw the wind, he lost his faith. Depending on what you see, your thoughts will be controlled by it, and the thoughts will control the minds, and the minds cause behavior to come out. What we see is important. If we look at something that is like pornography, then our minds will be filled with pornographies. We need to really know how influential what we see is in our lives. How much impact these have in our lives, it is just enormous. Depending on what we see, our lives will follow that, and it causes our behavior to come out. It is the same with faith as well. Singing hymns, having a time of worship, praying, these all are about fixing our eyes on God. When we fix our eyes on God, the direction gets to change. Peter sank into the water just because he saw the wind. Where do you look at in your walk in your life? Do you know what differentiates a Christian from any other person in the world? It is not about looking at the waves, but it is about fixing the eyes on the Lord that calms the waves down. Whether it has big waves, or whether it has storms, if Peter fixed his eyes on the Lord straight ahead, and if he had kept on walking, he would have not been sunk. It is the same with us. Where do you put your eyesight in your daily lives? Where do you look at? Where do you fix your eyes on? Do you look at the waves? Do you see the Lord? The point in life, direction in life as well, I hope you will focus these on God. When there was a war in Iraq, there was a commander named as Jeff Patton. He got over the border of Iraq on military plane. But that jet plane was caught in the missile radar. He tried his best to move around his plane and at the end, he got out of the radar area. But as he was too nervous, he lost his balance in his ear. He lost a sense of having a balance. He thought that his jet plane was going up, but he saw the screen in front of him, and it was going down so rapidly by 60 degrees steep towards the land. The outside was pitch dark. Commander Patton thought that jet plane was going up, so he was thinking of raising the degree, but the screen actually showed the opposite. At that moment, he had to really decide whether to trust his thoughts, or trust the screen in front of him. He had to really make a decision right away, otherwise it was the end of his life. At that moment, Commander Patton put his former experience down and looked at the screen, which was accurate. And he lifted the jet plane up. It was about 700 meters above the land and he was just about to crash on the land. He was able to save his life. That is right. Faith is having trust about God. And it is leaving everything on God. Even the will of God is opposite of what we thought as, like the pilot that chose to believe the numbers on the dashboard on the plane, we need to be able to put our thoughts and our ways down. Believing in the figures on the dashboard of the plane, which God leads, and following it is faith. I advise you to set your direction of life towards God first of all. Thirdly, the Lord asked for big faith. Verse 31 says, "Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' he said, 'why did you doubt?'" The problem was really, he had little faith. When Peter saw Jesus walking on the surface of water, he began to have strong faith. He believed in the Lord only and jumped into the water. But, out of a sudden, the wind blew. The eyesight he had on the Lord was no longer looking at Jesus and looked at the wind instead. As soon as he moved away his eyesight from Jesus, he lost his faith and he was no longer protected by the Lord. He could not help it, and he was sunk into the water. The Lord helped him to be out of water and said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" It comes in verse 31. What we need to pay attention to is this area. He did not say that Peter had no faith, but he called Peter a person with little faith. It was not that Peter had no faith at all. The issue was that he had little faith. A saying that you have little faith, it kind of has two meanings. Firstly, it means the faith is light. Because it is light, it is easily shaken. The other one is that the faith is short. It means that it is not able to persevere and put up with till the end. We pray but we are unable to put up with it till the end, so we get to give up. When we are sharing the gospel to non-believers, we give up sometimes just because we could not be patient. We pray for our husbands to become Christians, but we also doubt saying, "Oh, he has been a non-believer for 20 years, but would he come to believe in Jesus, possibly?" We pray but we also doubt. It has been said that this is little faith. The Lord asks us to have big faith. He wants us to not focus on waves, but wants us to get over the waves. He wants us to focus on the hands of the Lord. He wants us to have bigger, stronger faith. My dear family in Christ, let us read verse 32 together. And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Time, that we are with the Lord, a place, that we are with the Lord, that is a peaceful spot, a safe spot, a spot of blessings and is a happy spot. I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will walk with the Lord with big, strong faith even though it is a turbulent and shaky time. I hope you will all be able to stand firm with your faith. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.